Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Ryan Burrow is our news director and also our Olympics correspondent at WGN Radio. On TV last night, we saw so much men's gymnastics where all of these guys were competing in the individual events. We didn't see many Americans, and I was a little confused by what was going on there because the men had already won the team bronze for the U.S. Was it Japan and China finished ahead of them? Mm-hmm. So then what were we seeing last night?
Well, they're basically, each gymnastics competition is broken into essentially three. I want you to think about it this way. You've got the team, which is what we saw the men win, together, combined. This was all of them together, and that's when we saw Steve come in, take the glasses off, and do the pommel horse, right? Then each team could have up to two people compete in the individual all-around, which in this case, Paul Judah and Frederick Richards were part of this. They competed in all of the events trying to accumulate a score for themselves. So they were actually competing against each other in this case.
So Paul Judah would be then the young man from Deerfield. We talked to his mom the other day. She was just delightful. After the team won the bronze, we were so happy for him and for her. But then he was essentially then one of our two best all-round gymnasts.
Correct.
We put him forward to try and win the Best Gymnast in the World award.
Yes, exactly. And he finished in 14th, so he did not make the podium. But today is the day that we see Simone Biles and Suni Lee do that on the women's side. Simone will step up and do all of the, it's four rotations. I'm pretty sure it's four rotations. Suni Lee will do the same. And actually, they've both won golds in this event, so it'll be interesting to see them go against each other.
So is it expected they'll be one and two then?
Oh, you'd think so, but you never know, right?
That woman was really good, I guess. But you know what I've seen, and this is sort of reflective of what the men do, where you say, boy, but some of them were so good, but were they good on all the events?
Well, and that's what brings us to our third situation, the third event, if you will, and that's the individual sports themselves. So Steve, who we saw, you know, crush it in the pommel horse, will take the mat to compete specifically in the pommel horse against everyone else. So
and
that's,
then the
that's
Superman
round.
Guy with the glasses.
That's Steve.
That's
yep.
Steve. Mm-hmm. And he was brought onto the team specifically for that event.
Yes.
So he has no hope of being on the floor tumbling.
He's not going to do rings. He's not going to do floor acts or anything
he
like that.
He probably can, but it's interesting, though, that as much as they all work on all these events, I presume some of them are sort of breakout stars in an individual apparatus. Huh?
Absolutely. I mean, Dansby Swanson doesn't pitch. He doesn't play catcher, right?
If
he goes out on the field and there was an individual shortstop competition,
but
he would do that.
Doesn't that put so much pressure on Steve? What was his last name?
Oh, gosh. It's driving me crazy.
Never mind.
Steve
that.
N something, yes.
But we know, it's a complicated name now that you mentioned it. But so that's a lot of pressure on him then, isn't it? Because the justification for having him on the team is you'd better rock that particular event.
Yeah, and then do it, in that event, and then do it for the team as well. So, I mean, it's going twofold here.
And it turned out to be a good gamble on the committee's part because they won the bronze, thanks in no small part to his performance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so then the women individually, so we'll see Suni Lee and
Simone Biles
today.
And then, of course, we'll even break it out even further when then they go into the individual competitions. And unfortunately, I don't have the rundown of who's in what, doing what event individually.
Well,
right
nice
now,
thing, so. Though, last night was, as much as we want to see the Americans, I was glad to see a Ukrainian and some of these other nations' athletes represented. God bless them. They're really good, too.
Well, and think about this. I was talking with my wife about this. I mean, you could be the best athlete on a team of maybe not so great athletes. Okay, you don't win the team, but you've got the individual all around coming up, or you've got these individual events themselves.
But conversely, if you're on a team of good but not the greatest performers, you also have a chance.
As we saw yesterday with the men, right?
The whole is greater than the sum of the parts for the men. Okay, today then we've got some other Chicago area athletes participating.
Yeah, actually watching U.S. women's field hockey, they need to win to stay in contention here. I don't think a loss would help them out much as far as advancing to the round of 16. Got three Northwestern either alum or current students on that team, so there's a little bit of a local angle there. Women's field hockey.
They're famous for that. We've talked to the coach. They have a great field hockey.
They do. One of the few Midwestern programs. programs, really, for field hockey. It's not something that's, big, obviously.
Wait,
in this area.
Is lacrosse an Olympic sport in the summer game?
Lacrosse is not an Olympic sport.
That's interesting, yeah. Because I'm thinking of the lacrosse, the Northwestern women's lacrosse team.
Yes.
Just runs the table every year. I don't know about their field hockey. Obviously, they're pretty good. They've got some Northwestern women on that team as well. Okay, any other local performers?
Felicia Stancil's one we're keeping an eye on. BMX racing. Great story. Her mother actually died when she was 4 years old. Her father, 1 year later, at the age of five, decided to get her a BMX bike. He had a little bit of a history in BMX racing and kind of trained her up. And so she's been in Lake County, Lake Villa, I think Libertyville, somewhere around there where she's been doing a lot of training. She went to Tokyo, finished fourth, which is always the worst spot to finish in the Olympics. And so she's really hungry and hoping to make some damage here today. It looks like she's got the round of 16 coming up this afternoon.
I wonder if anybody's done a study of how many of the Olympic athletes have gone through some adversity. And I know all of us could probably point to something in our lives, but some defining moment or circumstance that somehow propelled these people to be better than just the athletes they would have been without that episode.
Sure.
I can think of things in my life where I thought, well, that wasn't great, but I don't think it somehow changed my makeup so that now I'm going to be driven to be the best in the world. But a lot of these people have.
Well, and remember, too, part of it is we are looking for these stories. We're looking for things that make people stand out and really kind of, I don't want to say exploit, but we'll lean into that a little bit to tell you in, 2 minutes about Felicia Stancil. I mean, there's 26 years of her life, but we've basically whittled it down to three sentences.
And then we say this is causal almost. And because of that, she went on to become. Okay, I get that. But I still like my question. I'll bet there is some common thread that a high percentage of them have experienced that would be something that propelled them to a level of achievement they would not have otherwise known. Just a thought.
I mean, it's the hungry athlete who needs to do this to survive, right? Or needs to make money. Or
to compensate for some slight that they suffered in life or whatever the psychology is. Have the intern work on this. Get me a report tomorrow.
Sure.
I want a history of every Olympic athlete since 1900 and then a document that shows all of the things they've experienced and then tell me how above the norm they have achieved.
Okay. On it.
Any other athletes that you're looking for today?
I think the one thing, and you had alluded to it, do you want to get into what happened with boxing?
Ahead. Okay. Well, okay, this is women's boxing.
This is women's boxing.
Which I didn't know was a sport.
This is going to open up your text line quite a bit, I have a feeling. This is a boxer from Algeria, Imani Khalif of Algeria, biological male. Did not qualify for the Women's World Boxing Championship because Imani has an XY chromosome, which identifies as a male. Khalifa is not transgender, apparently has a disorder of sex development, which causes females to have XY chromosomes and blood testosterone levels typical of a male. In Algeria, Khalifa represents it. As a female, boxes as a female, has a female passport. And although was disqualified from the World Boxing Championship because of this XY chromosome, was allowed to participate in the Olympics by the IOC. The IOC came and defended its case for allowing Imani to participate by saying the passport from this nation, which was submitted to us as a representative, identifies this person as female. I watched it. Did you watch the match that took place earlier today with the Italian?
I did see a clip. I saw what this person looks like.
Okay. Imani takes on Angela Carini of Italy and clearly has an advantage. And Angela, you can tell, says a prayer beforehand. We get 42 seconds into the fight. She already has a broken nose, and she abandons the fight and says, "I'm done."
She put her hand up.
She put her hand
I saw
up.
That. Yeah.
She was done.
She took another punch to the face and just held her hand up and said, "I'm out.
I'm done. I can't."
It wasn't the referee's decision.
It was she was the one. Well, both of these were eligible boxers, and in this moment,
no, but I mean the ref didn't call the fight.
No,
it wasn't a TKO.
She decided it was over and decided she didn't want to
participate. And what was your take on that? Did it look like an unfair fight?
I personally, it's tough to watch. Clearly,
Algerian?
Yeah, the Algerian seemed to be much quicker, much stronger.
Whatever the XY imbalances or what was the language you used to describe the difference here?
Yes, so a disorder of sexual development causes some females to have XY chromosomes.
Fine, but you also said increased levels of testosterone, which you would not allow an athlete to take. And if females don't have testosterone the way men do, it just seems to me like that's the drug. That's the difference. If you have a higher level of testosterone and you're boxing against women, I think that should be a consideration in determining what category you fight in. I'm not the first one to wonder out loud about this because, of course, this comes up, I think, almost hyperactively in our conversation about American athletes in schools. But you almost need to have a third category.
Yeah, I mean, the argument has always been this is making female sports unsafe if people entering as females have testosterone levels or chromosomes that would match with males. So,
okay, so this was one match. Was there another athlete?
There is another athlete. Oh, by the way, just to get back to it, Carini yelled that this is unjust before she decided that she was not going to end her match. And I want to say that Imani did compete in the Tokyo Games and lost in the round of 16.
Wait a minute, which one's Imani?
Imani is the
person we're talking about?
Yeah, Algerian boxer.
And was allowed to compete in the previous Olympics.
Yes, was allowed to. And there is a second Taiwanese boxer that's going tomorrow. Same kind of situation. Identified on the passport as female, but biologically male.
And is going to fight. That's got to be terrifying for the woman who's on the other side of that. I can see her just getting punched in the face by this.
You get one shot at the Olympics and your first matches.
These are first matches?
Well, these were opening rounds.
What weight class are we talking here? Because what I saw...
I don't have that, unfortunately, yeah.
But they're not heavyweights. I mean, these are rather smaller size boxers. They're not super muscular.
Correct. Yeah, it's not Mike Tyson out there.
But I did see the sort of musculature of this boxer from Algeria's arms. And I know plenty of women are ripped these days, but that looked like a man's arm. That looked like a man's arm coming at her.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, there's going to be changes. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of controversy that comes out of this.
Okay, Ryan. Any last words from you today?
No. Keep watching. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
got more swimming going on today. You know, a couple other things. So we'll keep an eye on it.
And the women's... women's all around.
Yes.
Simone Biles and Suni Lee, we'll see tonight.
Yes.
Good luck to them.
This afternoon, if you care to see it live.